Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, August 11th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by CryptoPro, a Bitcoin and cryptocurrency tracking app for iPhone, iPad, Mac, and Apple Watch. Leading off today, according to new data compiled by Bloomberg, Apple CEO Tim Cook has officially become a billionaire. The report cites an analysis of regulatory filings, though it acknowledges that Cook's net worth could be lower if he's made undisclosed charitable gifts. According to the Bloomberg Billionaires Index, Cook's net worth has crossed $1 billion, which is something that is very rare for a CEO who didn't actually found the company that he runs today. The data shows that the vast majority of Cook's wealth comes from equity awards he's received since joining Apple in 1998. And on his first day as Apple CEO, Cook was given another set of restricted stock shares, and he will likely receive his ninth payout from that award later this month. As it stands today, Cook owns over 847,000 shares of Apple directly, which is worth around $375 million. Proceeds from previous share sales, dividends, and other compensation add another $650 million to his net worth. Tim Cook's new billionaire status comes as Apple stock has increased almost 5% in the last week, bringing it closer than ever to a $2 trillion market valuation. Apple only hit the $1 trillion market valuation milestone 2 years ago. Cook has already said that he will be giving away the majority of his fortune through a systematic approach to philanthropy, a process that he says he's already started quietly in the background. In other news, Apple has already taken steps to help improve the experience of using an iPhone with Face ID while wearing a face mask, but New York City's Metropolitan Transportation Authority has penned a letter directly to Apple CEO Tim Cook, calling on the company to take further steps to educate customers about using Face ID while wearing a mask. iOS 13.5 was released in May with a small but incredibly useful change for Face ID. When your iPhone detects that you're wearing a mask, it will automatically present the passcode screen. This lets you bypass the Face ID process altogether, instead of waiting for Face ID to fail and for the passcode screen to be presented. Metropolitan Transportation Authority Chairman Patrick Foy has sent a letter to Cook calling on the company to deploy new technologies and solutions to protect customers amid the COVID-19 pandemic. It's not explicitly clear what the MTA wants Apple to do in this scenario, but the letter does say that the MTA would be willing to collaborate with Apple on messaging to make sure that users know about the Face ID changes introduced in May. The MTA requires that all riders of subways and buses wear masks and socially distance while riding, but apparently one of the key reasons people are removing their masks once they board is to quickly unlock their iPhone using Face ID. The MTA hopes that if more users were aware of how easy it is to bypass Face ID with iOS 13.5, they'd be less inclined to remove their mask to unlock their device. Whether or not Apple has any intention on working with the MTA on this issue remains to be seen. We are sponsored this week by CryptoPro, a Bitcoin and cryptocurrency tracking app for iPhone, iPad, Mac, and Apple Watch. CryptoPro is a fully native cryptocurrency tracking app with market prices, news, and price alerts. There's also support for platform features such as widgets, Apple Watch complications, menu bar support on the Mac, and iCloud Sync. And to protect all of your sensitive information, there's Face ID, Touch ID, and Apple Keychain support. CryptoPro will have iOS 14 support with home screen widgets from day one, and the developers are also planning a new stocks portfolio app as well. 9to5 Mac daily listeners can get a free month of CryptoPro Premium, which unlocks real-time prices, portfolio sync, advanced charts, and curated market updates. Simply hit the link in the show notes and use code 9to5 Mac at checkout to get your free month and help support 9to5 Mac daily. Apple has officially released the first public beta of WatchOS 7 to Apple Watch users. Apple had originally said that the WatchOS 7 public beta would be released in July, so it missed that target by a couple of weeks, but here it is. This year marks the first time that Apple has released a public beta of WatchOS. There are a few things to keep in mind when considering whether or not to install the WatchOS 7 public beta. First and foremost, the iPhone with which your Apple Watch is paired must also be running the iOS 14 beta. Second, you will not be able to downgrade your Apple Watch from watchOS 7 to watchOS 6, regardless of any issues you might face. This is simply because Apple has no mechanism for the public to downgrade an Apple Watch version. And likewise, because your iPhone has to be on iOS 14 to work with watchOS 7, you also won't be able to downgrade your iPhone to iOS 13 if you ever needed to. And finally, Apple warns that VoiceOver is not functional in the latest watchOS 7 beta. It does work on iOS 14, but if you rely on VoiceOver on your Apple Watch, Apple says that you should not update to watchOS 7 until this issue is resolved. With this year's release of watchOS 7, Apple is dropping support for Apple Watch Series 1 and Series 2. watchOS 7 is supported on the Series 3, Series 4, Series 5, and beyond. watchOS 7 brings a variety of new features to the Apple Watch. For instance, there is now native support for sleep tracking, as well as support for sharing your watch face with other people and finding pre-configured watch faces in applications. The Workouts app has also been updated with new dance workouts and improved calorie tracking for things like core training, cooldowns, and functional training. So if you're willing to take the risk and install the watchOS 7 public beta on your Apple Watch, you can find our full instructions at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.